Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to be back with you for another Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motor Studio as we speak in our Monday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. When was the last time you took a look at your policy? Are you completely covered for, you know, anything that may pop up down the road? You want to make sure you have the right coverage at the right price. And the folks at Purdy Insurance will put a customized plan in place for you. And we are really looking forward to joining the Purdy family and everybody at the annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, just a little over 2 weeks away. We will be at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club doing our show live on Wednesday, May the 3rd. And you are definitely encouraged to join us. If you love to golf, make sure you get your foursome together. You can contact the Y in Sunbury, 570-286-5636. It's 570-286-5636 for the Sunbury Y to get all the information on how to get involved in the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament for, of course, a wonderful cause. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. You can shoot us an email, stevejones@wkok.com. You can also find us on the social media platforms. You can give us a follow on Twitter at stevejonespsu. Also got a Facebook page. You can search PSU. Give us a like. We post breaking headlines on there. And, of course, links to our podcast and much more. And speaking of our podcast, you can now listen to the Steve Jones Show podcast on both iTunes and Google Play. So we encourage you to subscribe today. If you already listened to the Steve Jones Show podcast on iTunes, thank you, thank you. And please leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate that. And first time with you since late Thursday afternoon. We were off on Friday because of the Phillies game down in Washington, D.C. Actually, it was the Nats taking 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Phillies. The Phillies have the night off tonight, and they'll be starting a series against the Mets. Back in action tomorrow night at 7:10. We'll be on with warm-up at 6:35 tomorrow night here on WKOK, your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. As I mentioned, our first time with you since last Thursday afternoon, and it was the back end of the show when we picked up the very sad news out of Pittsburgh with the tragic loss of Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, former ambassador to Ireland Dan Rooney, passing away at the age of 84. And actually, currently now, as we speak, until 7 tonight, there is a public visitation going on at Heinz Field in the PMC and the PNC Champions Club. The funeral will be held tomorrow in Oakland portion of Pittsburgh, tomorrow morning at 11. And according to one of the media outlets in Pittsburgh, it is open to the public. And I'm thinking, with all the football dignitaries that'll be showing up, it's like that will be a huge crowd that will be there to turn out and pay their respects one more time to the late, great Dan Rooney. And one of the Pro Football Hall of Famers the Steelers had that Dan Rooney had a chance to draft was Jack Ham. And, of course, Jack is Steve's broadcast partner on the Penn State Sports Network. And Steve and Jack will be calling the 2017 Blue-White game here live on WKOK Saturday afternoon at 3 from Beaver Stadium. And this afternoon at 4:06, we will hear from Jack Ham. Jack with many a story about Mr. Rooney. And of course, we'll also get Jack's thoughts as well as we get closer to the wrap-up of spring ball at Penn State. Steve Jones Show brought to you by Purdy Insurance in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And, of course, since day one with us, Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And speaking of Pittsburgh over the weekend, how about the Pirates getting a three-game sweep over the Cubs? And tonight, the Pirates will be starting a series out in St. Louis, Pirates and Cardinals. So they had to go up to Boston last week for a makeup game on Thursday, and it was a rough outing for the Buccos. So there was not a lot of people that were thinking that they could sweep three from the Cubs. Well, they did just that, so now they gain a lot of momentum now heading into one of their top rivals, being the St. Louis Cardinals, as they start a series there tonight. Pittsburgh Penguins one game away from moving to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Pens last night on the road at Columbus getting a 5-4 overtime victory. So Columbus behind the eight ball, down 3-0. Washington having to deal with all really that they can handle and then some with Toronto. So things could be breaking nicely for the Pens, but got to keep it in perspective. We are still in the first round, and the Pens with 13 wins to go before they can hoist the Stanley Cup for a second consecutive year. So not only will we have Jack Ham on the show today at 4:06, I will also get a check of the Philadelphia sports perspective, Phillies and Sixers and much more with our great friend Matt Leon. He will make his weekly visit via KYW in Philadelphia. So again, lots of ways to get in contact with us. Steve Jones at WKOK.com, our email, our toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Give us a follow on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU and like our Facebook page. We are just a little over a week away, a week from Thursday. Will be the 2017 NFL Draft, and for the first time ever, it'll come from Philadelphia. Actually, about a couple of weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, they started already modifying traffic patterns near the Philadelphia Museum of Art. It's going to be a huge stage and everything lined up right by the steps, you know, the infamous steps, Rocky, that ran up on Sylvester Stallone, running the steps there in the movie out in front of the museum. So that's going to be the site for the NFL draft beginning a week from Thursday on the 27th. So we'll definitely have more NFL draft conversation between now and then. Last Thursday, we had a chance to chat with draft analyst Lance Zierlein from NFL.com. And if you missed the interview live, we do encourage you to go to our podcast. We do have a podcast page at stevejonesshow.com to make it even more convenient for you to catch our podcast. And anytime you miss any of the live shows, you can listen to our podcast either through Google Play or iTunes. And we encourage you to subscribe today. Steve, again, on his way into the Sunbury Motor Studio. We will hear from him soon. We will definitely hear from both Matt Leon of KYW Philadelphia and the one and only Hammer, Jack Ham, joining us for short 4:06 today as we pay remembrance, all credit where credit is due for sure, to the late, great Dan Rooney in Pittsburgh. And also take a preview ahead to Penn State and the blue-white game coming up this Saturday at Beaver Stadium. And of course, we'll have live coverage of that here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, the Phillies will not preempt us at all this week, so we will go five shows all this week for you here on the Steve Jones Show as we tackle football, NFL draft, baseball, Penn State football, of course, and so much more. So we're just getting started here with a full week of the Steve Jones Show. Back in just a few on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and SteveJonesShow.com.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be, to choose from 33 Ford Escapes starting at $19,380. Sunbury Motors has sold over 40,000 new Ford trucks in the past 102 years. SMC is where you want to be, to choose from over 4 city blocks of new Ford trucks. F-150s starting at an amazing $24,919. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new Ford Focus from $14,835. SMC is where you want to be for a 2017 Edge starting at $27,420. SMC has your next Ford Explorer ready to roll at an unheard of $29,835. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. SMC, satisfying more customers, selling more cars. A tradition of trust since 1915.
Insuring your business is serious stuff.
You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Before we get to the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. I sincerely hope you have signed your foursome up for either the morning or afternoon flights. They're both open. We'll get updates from the Purdy's as we go along. But it is a great event for a great cause. And we can sell this thing out. You would make an incredible difference for so many young people. And again, it's the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. It is our sixth year participating. It's also the sixth straight year that the suit has been involved. And also, coincidentally, the sixth consecutive year that the Purdy's have had at Purdy Insurance have had to take out liability. What?
By the way, the Purdy family is expanding. I don't know if you heard about this.
What?
By a huge congratulations to Season Purdy and her husband. We did hear that twins were on the way. Well, the reveal party must have happened over the weekend. I found a video on Facebook of Season's hubby had a golf club and gave it a swing and then saw a whole bunch of blue powder. So it looks like twin boys are on the way.
When's the due date?
That's a good question. Next time I chat with Season, I'll have to drop her a message. So,
congratulations.
Absolutely.
I'm so so happy for them.
Yeah.
And they'll learn right away about the art of giving in that family, those two little boys. All right, I have to admit, I did a big-time grandfather thing over the weekend.
Do tell.
I didn't tell anybody I was going to do this. And I know they're out playing right now, so all right. So I know they're not listening. But I went out and I got three baskets. And instead of putting the standard candy in there, I put in, two of them love Snickers bars, and they love M&M's, so I got Snickers and M&M's. Standard chocolate bunny for each one, for the one that's a year and a half old, little mini bunny. Okay. And then I got gift cards from Dairy Queen put in there so they can get themselves a Blizzard or something like that. And then I wrote a note. So on the note I write, it is my understanding that Lauren, Colin, and Ben have been extra good this year. And because they have, I decided to give them something extra this year. Love the Easter Bunny. And I took the note and I attached it to the basket. Then a little bit after midnight on Saturday, I went over and put it on the front porch for them. So that in the morning...
Voila.
I didn't tell anybody I was doing this. Now, my daughter recognized my writing. I printed it, but she said, I recognized the way you printed it. I said, well, you know, it was me. So that was a very grandfathery thing to do.
Well played.
Well, they don't know. The kids don't know that I did it.
It's between us. I won't tell.
All right. And
none of our listeners will tell either. It's between us.
I just thought it would be something that just, it would be extra for them. It would be fun and add a little excitement to the whole thing. I didn't have a game to do, so I had some free time. Well, I got a game this week. So, in fact, we have an additional talk show this week, too. Thursday night, 6 to 7. I don't know if that wrecks our Philly schedule or not, but that's what we got coming up. I'm going to talk to Matt Leon about the Eagles draft and about the Phillies. Because the draft is, a week from Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia.
In Philly, yeah.
In Philly, no less. The suit talked about being a correspondent.
It wouldn't be too far to go.
Roger Goodell said something about a restraining order. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, it was almost 2 weeks ago. They started to readjust the traffic patterns near the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Huge stage out in front of the steps. It's going to be quite the scene down there next week.
Yeah, I think I'm glad they're moving it around. I'm glad they're moving it around. You know what? First of all, we don't give ESPN credit for a lot of things, but let's give ESPN credit for turning the draft into an event. Because when they first went to the NFL, we'd like to carry the draft, the NFL looked at them like, what are you, nuts? You want to cover the draft? It's just people taking cards up. I read the card, we go to the, and we wait 15 minutes, and the next person's drafted. That's what you want to do? And ESPN turned it into a show, and then they turned it into an event. I have to give them credit for that. I think, now ESPN has it, NFL Network has it. They're moving. I'm really glad they moved it around. I think Chicago ended up being a great success. They had that, two straight years in Chicago? Now Philadelphia is going to get it. I know there's some talk at some point Los Angeles will get it. And I think...
That'll be interesting when L.A. gets it, if it'll be the same year the stadium opens, if they wait for that to come around.
I would think so, because that's supposed to be a full campus. When that is all said and done, that was actually, how did the Rams beat out the combination of the Raiders and the Chargers? The Raiders and Chargers had talked about going to Carson together for a stadium. And how did the Rams suddenly just cast them aside? Well, they said, look, we're going to build a campus. I said, what do you mean a campus? And where they're going to put NFL Network, NFL.com. Everything like that. I think when that part's built, that's when you'll see the draft there, I think. I can imagine at some point Dallas gets this thing, right? Yeah, that's what I would think. I would think Dallas would get this at some point. And I think that that's the... But ESPN gets a lot of credit for this, as far as I'm concerned. They looked at them and said, look, we see something here. And the NFL looked at them like, you see what? I'm sure if you want to do it, go ahead. I mean, it's awfully boring. And they found out right away it's not so boring. And And now it goes to Philadelphia for the first time. And you have people down there, they're excited about it. I mean, they get to boo the Eagles pick firsthand. Well, you know what? Sounds like the Eagles are taking a long, hard look at Dalvin Cook. Wow. That's interesting. A running back in round one. I like it. So, fans love when offense is drafted. And I don't mean tackle to tackle. They love when a wide out of quarterback or a running back's drafted.
taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
16 days and counting to the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, Wednesday, May 3rd. Looking forward to it very much. Be a lot of fun for a great cause, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Want to talk about an organization that helps the community. Talk about an organization that helps young people. The Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA and the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. And, of course, we're brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades. I was talking to somebody just 2 weeks ago. They said that their business has been with Purdy Insurance since 1947. And anytime you stay with an organization that long, when you're insured by that long, that tells you that they are a completely satisfied customer, and that's why you want to be with someone like that. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right, this day in sports history. 1892 at Sportsman Park in St. Louis. The first National League game to be played on a Sunday took place. The Reds beat the Browns 5-1. You got to remember, I mean, I don't think the younger generation would have no idea what I'm talking about here. But it used to be in this country that you didn't do anything on Sundays. Sundays was a day of rest. And many states had what were called the Blue Laws. And what's interesting, the Blue Laws were called that because they were written on blue pieces of paper. That's why they were called the Blue Laws. I remember in Connecticut growing up that all the stores were closed on Sundays, except for convenience stores, and they were allowed to stay open until 1. Pharmacies, convenience stores, till 1 o'clock. And they'd be shut down. Now, you'd have sports on Sundays, football, baseball, things like that. But even going as far back as, you know, you look at 1892, first Sunday game, you weren't playing baseball on Sundays. Everything was closed on Sundays. 1947, Jackie Robinson's first major league hit, a bunt single, 70 years ago today. 1967, the U.S. Supreme Court barred Muhammad Ali's request to be blocked from induction into the U.S. Army. 2001, Barry Bonds, jet-fueled 500th career home run. 2010, Ubaldo Jimenez threw the first no-hitter in Colorado Rockies history. Rockies beat the Braves 4-0. Scheduling the show today, Matt Leon. Jack Ham joins us as well. And the Blue-White game is coming up on Saturday. Think about this with Dan Rooney for a moment. Dan Rooney passed away last week, and I'll talk about Jack when we have him on at 4:06. And then we'll get into Penn State football, obviously, at that point. How difficult being the daughter or the son of an owner of anything does open the door for you to have a job. And what Dan Rooney has done, what he did in his life, was that he ascended to the top position, and his father, the chief, was absolutely beloved by everybody, players, media. He was a beloved figure in the city. What an incredible accomplishment that Dan Rooney, the son, passes away and passes away as a beloved figure in the city. Do you know how hard that is to do for a son or a daughter in a family business? That's incredibly hard to do. Incredibly hard to do. People look at you right away and they assume the only reason you have the job is because blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of jealousy that brings with it an improper perspective and doesn't give some people a chance. Well, Dan Rooney got into the family business in 1955 and he did not ascend to the top position until 1975. And then put together an incredible run in which he put everyone else first. But it, as Peter King writes in today's Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com, about that if a reporter went in to do a story on the Steelers, specifically came into town to do a story about the Steelers, Peter King says that Dan Rooney insisted on meeting with that reporter and then would spend a significant amount of time talking about football, talking about politics, talking about the region, talking about league matters, talking about things he was passionate about like the Hall of Fame. He always wanted to make sure that if somebody came into town to do something about his team, that he spent time with them and he would talk about everything sometimes except for the team. As Peter King wrote today, Monday Morning Quarterback. We'll talk to Jack about Dan Rooney in the next half hour. But again, you know, think about that. I mean, you know, usually in a family business, son or daughter ascends to that spot. And of course, anytime that happens, there's, well, the only reason they have, you know, there's always that, the only reason. And there's some people that are extremely successful doing it their own way and taking the family business to a different level. Well, Dan Rooney happened to be one of those people. To his credit. I'm going to talk with Matt Leon about the NFL draft coming up today. We'll discuss that with him. Because the Eagles may be going in a very interesting direction. Very interesting direction. Maybe looking at a significant running back. And that's what I think is going to intrigue people. Because there's one running back in particular they're looking at right now. And that's make a big difference. I think it's the kind of player that would be a real difference maker for them. And fans love when they take an offensive player that, yeah, can make a difference. Offensively. And then I'm not talking about a lineman. I tell you what, they want somebody like look at Wentz. Look at what Wentz has done. Okay? What Wentz has done is great. What he did last year was tremendous. Tremendous. And the fans loved it. That's what they wanted. And I just think that, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for people like that. That's what gets the fans excited. Look who they picked. Now, you can pick a quarterback, and if the fans perceive that you picked the wrong quarterback, they will let you know right away at the draft. But last year, they ended up picking Wentz, and I thought that was a great pick for them. Great pick. Did you know I was big on that pick right away?
It was always funny over the years when the draft was in New York, and the camera would hone in on the Jets fans. But it's really going to be interesting with the draft being in Philly, how the response will be for the Eagles fans if they happen to go, as you say, maybe a little out of the box per se.
Well, I don't think they're going out of the box. I think they're going for a need here. I think this is a need pick, and I think a need pick is a running back. The guy they're talking about is Dalvin Cook from Florida State. That would bring with it the wow factor. Philadelphia Eagle fans would love that. They would cheer that pick. If the Eagles pick some innocuous defensive back from TCU, they're going, what are you doing? Come on, pick Cook. Pick the running back. They got Zeke Elliott. We want Dalvin Cook. But Cook's the guy they're talking about. A couple notes. We have baseball today, and the Patriots Day game at Fenway. The Red Sox won it over Tampa Bay 4-3. And at the Boston Marathon today, even though the Americans did not win, it was a Kenyan sweep, the Americans did extremely well today. Men's side, 121st Boston Marathon, Jeffrey Carew was able to win, pulling away from three-time U.S. Olympian Galen Rupp with about 2 miles to go. First time in 5 years Kenya has won. But Rupp finishes in second place. In fact, six of the top 10 finishers on the men's side were Americans. And Edna Kiplagat from Kenya also won, but the United States was 3-4 on the board. Jordan Hasey and Desi Linden were 3rd and 4th. So 3rd and 4th on the women's side, 6 of the top 10 on the men's side were Americans today. And let's give Kiplagat a lot of credit. She has now won. This is the first time she's run Boston. First time. She's now won Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and London. It's pretty impressive. And Sean and I were in the car. We drove from Hopkins to the Copley Square. We found it to be, at times, a difficult drive. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Cam, final half hour, Matt Leon. Great to have them both on the show today. Jack and I will have the blue-white game in Beaver Stadium Saturday at 3. And there's nothing like... the last few years as I've driven into the game, I'll get on Park Avenue, and either I'll be slowly going by cars on my left, or else I'll be stopped and the cars on my left will be moving toward the parking lot to make that left turn on the east side. And I've been looking as they've gone by, and I've been consistently seeing, this is for the blue-white game, mom, dad, kids. One car after another. And I thought about that 5 to 12-year-old that gets to go to Beaver Stadium. And when they get there, they park the car, they see the stadium there in front of them. They tailgate, they throw the ball around a little bit. Then that moment arrives. Remember, they're 5 to 12 years old. They walk into the stadium, they come up through the portal. and they see all that green grass. Remember the first time you either went to a ballpark or a stadium and you saw that? Yeah, how old were you, Sean, when that happened? 40, 41? And you see that. And it's something that sticks with you forever.
I remember the first baseball game I went to. It was a doubleheader, and it rained all day. And actually, the second game was rained out. And I was in third grade, and it was the Pirates, and I want to say it was the Expos or the Astros. It was Pirates Astros in third grade, and Al Oliver hit a towering home run, and I couldn't even hear myself think. The crowd was just so loud. It was so cool.
I was 5 years old. My father and my grandfather took me to Fenway Park. I was 5 years old, so it's 1963. Carl Yastrzemski's in his third year in the league. And I remember walking up, and we sat. I remember specifically where we sat. We sat down the third base line toward the left field wall in that corner. And I remember Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris both homered in the game. I remember walking through and I saw the green grass. It's like, wow. And I saw the wall and I went, wow, look at that. And it's not like it is today. There was a screen on top of the wall at the time. And the first time I saw Beaver Stadium, I was 7. Great picture of my brother and me standing outside Beaver Stadium near the scoreboard. No stands at all on the south side, zero. Just a big scoreboard. Little tiny press box in the background. And my brother and I are holding a pennant, Penn State pennant. I've got the picture up here just outside the studio. My mother gave it to me as a gift. And first time seeing it, I think, wow. And I think about that every time I go to do the blue-white game. I see all those kids. And what they've done is they've let the kids run on the field after the game. Now imagine what that feels like. You get hooked forever when something like that happens. Now the blue-white game, in terms of significance, is a chance for you, the fan, to see some of the players you've been hearing about. But also for the players, a chance for them to perform in front of a big crowd. I'll give you a good example. Lamont Wade, the defensive back, comes in with a long list of accolades. But he's never played before 75, 80, 85,000 people before. He didn't play before 70,000 people total last year if you added up every game he played. So now you want to see when the lights come on, big crowd, how they're going to react. Just another level of test for them as to how they react to it. Now, in terms of what they've done, well, look, I will have gone to the other 14 practices out of 15, and Jack and I will relate on the air what we've seen during those practices. These are not going to be just one-day observations, last couple minutes into a practice. I mean, we've seen we've seen all the scrimmages. I've seen every practice, every one of them. And we'll relate during the broadcast what we've seen and why we think things are playing out the way they are. That way it'll give you, the fan, just a little basic as to what's going on. So you're not going to be one day, you know, I popped in for one day, I was really impressed, and we left. No, I mean, you have to see something play out over a period of time to really know if something's becoming a trend. And that's what we'll try to do. We'll try to relate that part of it to you on Saturday when you listen on WKOK. Now, what about the Bucknell spring game? Do we know what are the details on that, Sean?
I know they have a few more practices to go, and I'll look into a day and time for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep.
Same thing. I'd love to see a great crowd to see Bucknell spring game.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.